The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
We get a chance to talk to a man who was part of a big win this weekend, had to go on the road to get it, had to do some great things and watch his defense perform very well, and his offense gave him enough points to get over the hump as he and the Yellow Jackets got a win over the North Carolina Tar Heels. He's interim head coach of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. He's Brent Key, who joins us via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Coach, thank you for joining us here in the locker room this morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Doing fantastic. That was a great win you guys put up. Defense shook off a long touchdown run early. Everybody settled in. You got the plays you needed. You really put the clamps on a really good quarterback. First off, what went into your decision to play two quarterbacks? Because it seemed to make all of the difference keeping North Carolina off balance and giving you the control of the game you really wanted to have.
Yeah, you know, just some of the injuries we've had. I mean, you know, between Joe Hamm and Winky, neither one of them have any eligibility left, so we couldn't put them out there. So, I mean, if we could have two platooned those two guys, I mean, I think that might have been the perfect situation, but I don't think either one of them could have gone. But, you know, so it's kind of what we were left with. And, you know, and then Chris did a heck of a job putting together a plan and preparing both of those guys and having to be able to play to their strengths and play both of them throughout the entire game.
Coach, you guys have done a great job the last 2 years against North Carolina. Phil Longo's got a great offensive system up there. What has Coach Thacker done to combat that and really be able to stymie that group now for 2 years in a row?
Yeah, well, he's put good plans together for them, but it really starts, you know, with quarterback in that system. It's a quarterback-driven system, and so it starts up front. Our defensive line was able to really affect the quarterback. And you know, going into the game, we didn't know if we'd really be able to get many sacks on him because of how quickly the ball came out. But we thought the ability to press the pocket and condense the pocket, make him step up and, you know, make him uncomfortable there would really start the process and get him to throw off a rhythm and, you know, throw, you know, change his levels and his target angles. So, you know, that was the start. And then being able to take away his, you know, his comfort, which was Josh Downs, and be able to bracket him and play 2-over-1 with him the entire game. What, you know, regardless of what coverage we were playing. So, you know, we really, by taking Josh out of the game, you know, making the quarterback throw, you know, uncomfortable throws, and, you know, and then giving him the low percentage ones. So it really started with that. And we started to see his second quarter started playing out, and into the third quarter, how he started becoming uncomfortable within the game.
Can you take us behind the scenes, Coach? I mean, you guys have had so much going on this season. You know, you have to say goodbye to Coach Collins, ups and downs at home and on the road, losing Jeff Sims for the rest of the season, two quarterbacks now in a game against North Carolina. Can you just take us where the team is in a very, very unique season for guys that are still scrapping, fighting, and clawing with a couple of games to go?
And it's the character of the team. I mean, their character, their grit. It's who they are. It's who Georgia Tech, you know, kids are. It's what this place has been made on. It's what it's made of. And, you know, there's no other choice. I mean, what else are they going to do? I mean, when these kids get a chance to come to practice and go out on the field and compete every day, you kind of look at them and say, well, what would you rather be doing? Going to class or going to a job or going out in the real world? I mean, you get an opportunity to go out there for 2 hours every day and compete on the practice field. And it's just a testament to their character.
What's this week like for you guys? Having never really been a part of it myself, to see it from a distance, and Hudson and Joe obviously seeing this year in and year out, but what's this week like for you as a coach going up against a rival, and is anything different as you guys prepare for Georgia?
Yeah, well, the opponent obviously is different, but the preparation stays the same. We're going to come in. We came in yesterday and reviewed the North Carolina game. You know, then when that came to a conclusion, we proceeded into the scouting reports and in preparation for Georgia. And then today is a heavy, heavy game plan day, moving into a Tuesday, Wednesday practices. You know, Thursday is kind of the final day of padded practices, getting ready to go. And then we'll let the kids have a little bit of time off to go with their families if they're, you know, if they live close enough. And if they can't, if they don't have a chance to get home, they come over, you know, come to the coaches' houses and friends' houses around here. And then back Friday morning, ready to get, you know, get through our walkthrough and head over to Athens.
Coach, outside of, just watching film and being prepared for Georgia this week, can you take anything away from being on the staff and being around Coach Kirby Smart when you guys were at Alabama?
No, I mean, they've become their own place. I mean, you know, Kirby does an outstanding job, you know, first with the recruiting of the talent there. And he's got their roster is loaded from top to bottom. And then putting those guys in position to make plays. And the thing they don't do, they don't make mistakes. I mean, you're not going to look on tape and find a weakness with a certain formation or a weakness with a, you know, certain run scheme or route concept. I mean, they're sound in everything they do. They play enough change up or do enough change ups on the back end and the front end to keep you honest. And then on offense, they're extremely efficient in what they do. I mean, you just look at their P&10 and 1st and 10. Success rates and the limited amount of third downs they actually even have within drives, and the efficiency of what they're doing. And then same with special teams. You look across the board on their special teams and they're sound all across. So, you know, they're a strong football team, but they'd be a really good challenge for us.
Is there any big difference between what you see on tape? I know it's very limited so far early in the week as you're game planning, but any big difference that you see between Kirby's defense last year and this year in the way they're playing or system wise?
No, it's like I said, or like you said, it's only been about 10 hours of film so far. So, you know, personnel is different. You know, they lost some tremendous players on last year's defense. They were backed up by really good players. So that's who's out there now playing. And as the season's going on, you've seen those guys gain experience and gain confidence in what they're doing just because of the reps they've had on the field. So I mean, they're good defense, really good defense.
Georgia Tech interim head football coach Brent Key joining us via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Coach, what do you think about your defense? I mean, you guys have been in some games, and it's just been some ups and downs with the offense throughout the course of the season. You kind of got a complete game where the defense did settle down and the offense, you know, scored some points, and then the defense finished off North Carolina. How do you feel? What do you think are some of the things that are very pleasing to you about your defense heading into your final regular season game?
Yeah, you know, early in the season throughout – you know, kind of the midpoint of the season, the defensive line was doing a really good job of affecting the quarterback and making the offensive lineman move their feet and have to redirect and change things up. And then same with the linebackers and some of the sim blitzes and pressures that we were running. You know, then a little bit of a lull for a couple of weeks in the season. And then these last couple of weeks, the last game, it really showed back up with those guys getting after the quarterback, making the offensive line really think in what they were doing and make adjustments and have to adjust to the things we were doing. So we were able to, again, affect the quarterback up front, and it all starts there. And then the guys on the back end, they've done a really good job with their preparation throughout the week. You know, Travaris and, you know, Thack and William, those guys do a great job with those linebackers and DBs of the preparation during the week that allows them to anticipate what's going to happen. You know, allows them to have formation recognition, you know, motion recognition. And I mean, there's some guys back there with some photographic memories now. They see it once, and then all of a sudden it comes up again a quarter later. Okay, well, they did this out of it, and then, you know, 2 weeks ago this was the compliment off of it. So they're prepared that way to do it. And when you have great preparation on the back end, it allows you to be a step faster, you know, a step quicker, and be closer to the ball when the ball's thrown. So, I mean, just all in all, the preparation those guys have had, and then the way the front is affecting the quarterback and affecting the run game and creating negative plays right now, really, really happy with.
Coach, 7 games in as a head coach, interim head coach, and, you know, some things has happened. What are some of the things you've learned about yourself and how you're dealing with the team? And who have you been probably leaning on as far as your sources to kind of help you out in the good times and the bad times?
Yeah, I've learned I can do a lot more and a lot less sleep, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no.
You know, you used to think when you'd stay up till 12:30, you know, that you were burning the candle at both ends and you know, waking up at 6 and ready to go the next morning. But you know, now all of a sudden it's 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and you finally, you know, you're falling asleep on the couch or the chair down in my office at the house, and waking back up ready to go. So you find out you can do a lot more on a lot less sleep. I'll tell you that much. And but no, you do. You find out a lot about yourself. You find out a lot about your team. You find out what makes guys, you know, what buttons to push. And the great thing is, you know, players at other positions. You have relationships with players at other positions as an assistant coach, but then, you know, now sitting in this chair, really having a different perspective of everyone on the team, it's been, that's been the coolest thing about it all. And, you know, Joe, you know, there's a lot of people I lean on, and I'm not going to give those names out on the radio. So,
gotcha.
But there's been a lot of, there's been a lot of people that have been influential in my life in this profession that have been really helpful, you know, throughout this journey.
Coach, when you get that chance to sit in the head coach's chair, was there any self-doubt for you that, you know, potentially this could be harder than it has been? Because you've done a tremendous job really righting the ship for this program, having a chance to have bowl eligibility. Or did you just have that confidence that I deserve this job, I can get this job done?
There's nothing about deserving a job. I mean, but there's zero self-doubt, I'll tell you that. There's, you know, there's confidence that you have to have just to coach one person, you know, not to mention an entire football team. You know, the confidence is there, but the confidence is there because of the players. It's because the players give you the confidence to be able to do the job by the way that they go out and prepare, by the way that they, you know, attend class, you know, attend study hall, you know, work hard in school and you know, take care of academic responsibilities and, you know, carry themselves when we go to away trips and, you know, with class and, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, all those things. The way our team is and the way these kids are here at Georgia Tech, that's what gives you the confidence as a coach.
Interim head football coach for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, Brent Key, joining us here in the locker room via the Hopson and Hopson Newsmaker line. You were a part of a Georgia Tech program that had success against Georgia. It's a different situation now, what they've built up, but there are some commonalities. I mean, what does it take to go up into Athens? You were part of a really special crew. You guys won 3 in a row against Georgia. What does it take to be a team that goes into Athens and come out with victories?
You got to play efficient football, number one. You got to play clean football. You have to be disciplined. You know, they're a disciplined football team. You know, they're not going to beat themselves. So, you know, that's the same thing in you know, from our standpoint. You can't make mistakes. You can't have turnovers. You can't beat yourself to start. Then, you know, the field position game is a big part of it. You know, we've got to play good special teams. Then when the opportunities are there, we've got to make plays on both sides of the football. So, you know, there's no secret on how to win football games. And but then you got to go in to every game. You know, we play the game to win. I mean, you don't play the game to play well or to do, you know, you play the game for one reason, and that is to win the game. And you've got to have the confidence in your preparation during the week that's why you're going, that is what you're going to do.
Well, Coach, we thank you for your time. Fantastic win. One more game. Question, you know, some teams, they get to a bowl without winning 6 wins. I know you're not thinking about that, but with all that's gone on with Georgia Tech this year, the kids, the way they fought, if there is an invite, is it a situation where you would accept a bowl bid if one was available to you no matter what?
Yeah, again, I got one thing on my mind right now. That's you know, and that's UGA.
Right.
There's zero else. I mean, I've been watching tape between last night and all morning this morning, watching film on these guys. I ain't got time to think about nothing else.
So. All right. There's the answer, and there he is. We thank you for your time, Coach. Big win against North Carolina. Always a big game between you and Georgia, and hopefully you guys go out there and we get a great, memorable game between two teams and two rivals that both want to come out on top.
I appreciate it, guys. Go Jackets.
Yes, there sir. He is, interim head coach for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, Brent Key.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.